Right now, for this Friday morning at 8:30, we have to bring you the Arts File. And from the WNYC newsroom, here's Carrie Nolan.
This fall, some New York City public school students will get a dance lesson 53 years in the making. Jerome Robbins' 1958 work, New York Export, Opus Jazz, was made into a film last year, which is now the basis for a curriculum that's helping kids learn to pirouette, lunge, and interact with one another on stage. The original work told the story of urban youth through ballet, jazz, and ballroom dancing. The film took the idea a step further, with performances on city rooftops and abandoned buildings and high school gyms. Now another generation will get a chance to dance. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Pia Catton, who wrote about this transformation from stage to screen to classroom. Hi, Pia.
Hi.
Pia, Good morning. Jerome Robbins worked in just about every dance style, from classical ballet to jazz. Tell us about his original work, New York Export, Opus Jazz. Why was he trying to tell this particular story?
Sure. Well, a part of the purpose of that 1958 original work was that it did export. It went out of New York and into the world. He took it to Italy and other places on tour, and it really captured a New York energy, which, of course, we still have today. And it was ballet and sneakers, as it was dubbed. It had that beautiful Robbins jazz ballet choreography, huge steps, exciting movements, snapping, and it was done in sneakers.
The film adaptation features dancers from the New York City Ballet, and it won an audience award at last year's South by Southwest Film Festival. Who brought this dance work to the big screen?
Well, there were two New York City Ballet dancers who had danced this work on stage, Ellen Barr and Sean Suozzi, who are still both with New York City Ballet, and they wanted to transpose this stage work onto New York. So they envisioned very, very creative visions for where these dances could take place. So on the High Line, there's a beautiful romantic duet. In a parking lot, there's a very seductive scene. In the McCarran Park pool, you have the kids all kind of coming together from very different points around the city.
What kind of dance is on display in this movie?
Well, you get that gorgeous Robbins choreography that is a combination of jazz and ballet. If you're familiar with West Side Story, there are kind of similar movements in there. That kind of propulsive kicking, jumping, turning, interacting with each other, that kind of thing. And don't forget that Robbins created West Side Story it went on Broadway in 1957. So he was really pulling from the same vocabulary at that time. But what we see in Opus Jazz is not so much a direct narrative, but a more abstract use of that vocabulary, the movement.
So now the film is being used as a teaching tool. Why did the Department of Education decide to implement this program, and how many kids are going to be involved, and what does the DOE hope they're going to learn from this?
Well, you know, this program is not mandatory. This is a program for schools who have dance teachers, and there are about 200 dance teachers in the New York City public schools. The vast majority of teachers in the schools are music and visual arts teachers, but if a principal has chosen to have a dance teacher on staff, they can choose to have this program about Jerome Robbins. And what they hope is that this will teach another generation about the choreography and the life of Jerome Robbins. The students all will see the film, and a very detailed lesson plan guide has been created, and I've gone through it, and it really is exciting. I mean, it made me jealous that I didn't have this kind of thing. I would have loved to have been, you know, 10 years old and doing this choreography in school.
Thanks a lot for being with us, Pia.
Thank you.
Pia Catton is a culture reporter for The Wall Street Journal. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.
Music works out perfectly. Carrie's wearing sneakers today, too.